Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Soul Wisdom with your host, Reverend James Ellis. Clairvoyant Reverend James Ellis is an ordained minister specializing in holistic living and is a spiritual intuitive counselor. He helps in providing assistance in soul purpose activations for individuals that are seeking soul growth. His practice offers comprehensive healing expansion from the 144th dimension of reality for soul ascension. His intuitive guidance is tailored to meet the needs of each individual.
Hey, 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 it's Reverend James. Can you hear me? I don't know if you can hear me, but let's see. Susie, can you come online and let me know? Studio. Trying to get my studio to work for some reason. Oh, I guess I had to wait for all the people to get here. Can you hear me, Susie?
Yes, Susie, we can hear you now.
Okay, thank you. Okay, welcome to the show. I'm sorry that it started out so rough. Something happened with the Blog Talk radio sign, and there's a lot of bad weather and stuff that's happening. Well, I am excited to do a Thursday show. My shows are usually free reading Mondays. So if you want to follow me, and if you haven't heard me before, just press follow at the top of the page, and then you can follow me. My guide is Aki. He's from 12th Dimensional Lyra, and he speaks light language, which is a vibrational language, and he does things to help people move forward in the ascension. This past week, the reason why my show's on Thursday this week is because Monday I was at a convention, and very interesting. I learn stuff every time I do different things, and I learned a lot at the convention. Aki's going to come forward in about 1 minute, and then he's going to help us all move forward with ascension. I'm not really sure because he didn't really tell me what he's going to be doing today. He comes in and then he tells me, so it's kind of spontaneous. But before he gets here, I would like everybody to know that I'm going to be on Psychic Choice Radio 1 on this coming Monday at 4:30 Central Time. And so if you can make that show, it's going to be an interesting show. I'm going to be a guest. And it's with my dear friend, Queen Goddess Opulent. So it's going to be fun. The information that I want to bring forward, I'm going to pull a key in now. And then I'll go right directly into the reading. So, and I will get everybody in the caller queue. Okay. Neke nehonehe te 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 wa. Akone se e e e te wa. Aki's come in and he says, greetings, my beloved people. He said he's bringing forth a vibration, a new vibrational energy. Kone kene se he te 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 ne ne wa ne he ke te wa. O se se ke wa. And he says that your third eye is for manifestation, not just vision. And konekene a o ne e e te 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 wa a o te wa he ke te wa. And the pineal gland is for manifestation too, not just for vision, to open your third eye. Konekese he te 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 ne he wa hana ne ke he te te wa. Akwase he e te wana a e we wa. And so he's saying that connected to the pineal gland is the well of dreams. Kose e ona hae te 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 wa ha o oneke he he tuwea. And he said it's actually in the well of dreams that you start your manifestation. You start dreaming about it, is what he said. So what he wants to do is he wants to help people open up their well of dreams so that you can bring it through your pineal gland and manifest your vision through your third eye. So he's asking everybody to put their fingertips on their third eye. And he's going to just do like a cleansing push through your third eye. It's going to just, if there's dust or debris or anything between your third eye, your pineal gland, and your well of dreams, he's going to kind of like blow it out. He's low air, or it looks like air or whatever. He's blowing something through there. It will be good for who, even though we're all different, the cleansing is what you need for you. Kanaka say hey te te And he says, and he's also connecting the well of dreams if it's, sometimes they're not connected. So if you've had a hard time manifesting, it could be part of that. So he says, open up to your dreams. And so he wants you to, like, concentrate where you want healing right now. And he's going to help your well of dreams manifest healing in that area. So if it's a physical healing you want, or if it's a financial healing, or if it's a spiritual healing to your gifts, or he's going to just do a healing that will help you manifest through your third eye, is what he's saying. Okay. And you might feel it in the back of your neck because I'm getting mine blew right through the back of my neck. Amen, amen, amen. He wants everybody to take a big breath in and out. Take one more breath in and out. Okay, wow. What a start to the show. It's an amazing time. It's an amazing time for all of us. A lot of people are going through. March was wicked, and not wicked, but it was difficult, and it had a lot of chaotic energy. And what I thought was going to be the calm of April is going to be a reflective April, because we're going to be going into retrograde. So prepare to reflect. Prepare to open up to calmness, though. It should be a bit more calm now, although we're still having solar storms that are bringing in this light energy. So because I do have a lot of callers in the caller queue, I'm just going to go right on to the first caller, and which is 512. 512, hello. You're on the air. Who's this? And where are you calling from?
Hi, James. Hi, Aki. This is Julia in Austin, Texas. I hope you had a good time at your convention. Hi.
It was very educational. I can't, you know, sometimes the thing that I've learned the most is that unless you ask the questions, you don't know the answers. And so even though you have a guide, if you don't ask certain questions, you don't know certain answers, you know. So, and so when you hear somebody else say stuff, it's like, oh my gosh, I just never asked that, you know. And I had some revelations, you know, I really did, and it was amazing. Yes. And I went to dinner with Judy Satori, who is like one of my spiritual mentors. So Yeah, and she's an international intuitive from New Zealand. And she's amazing. So, how can I help you?
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
You're going to have to tell me.
Well,
tell me your
go
name
ahead.
Again.
Sorry, Julia.
Julia, okay, and from Texas, right?
Yeah, Austin. Yes, oh, you got it.
Okay.
I was calling to get an update. You've been very helpful with my my home. I'm searching for a place by the end of April. And I have one in particular. It's not in my price range, though, unfortunately, but I have angels over there. I have been praying. I've been sending good positive energy, asking for my best and highest good, you know, for the best home for me. And so I'm just wondering what a key in you get as far as, should I stick with this place? It's called The Grove. Or should I start looking elsewhere? Because it's getting close now towards the end of the month.
Yeah. Okay. So you've brought it back to me again. All the information floated back. So did you go and see it on the weekend?
I did. And it feels really good. I love the energy there, you know, being there, walking there. It's very peaceful. Feels right. Although I will say I didn't go on a Saturday yet, which is what you recommended, because you said there's a lot of activity on Saturday. That I haven't done yet, but I did go back and visit again.
Okay. It just felt like on the weekend. So what he's saying is that money's a flow, and don't be afraid of money. When you become happier, it allows the flow to be more vibrant. It allows your life to be more vibrant. There
mm-hmm.
is, when I look at the Grove again, I like it too, and I do see some playing though on Saturday. Like I guess it is Saturday. So, okay, are they gonna? Can she go in and ask for reduced rent? Go in and appeal to a lower rent amount. So, did you already get priced out on a rent amount?
Well, yeah, what they have available now is about $200 over my monthly rate that I'm looking for, which is $200 more than what I'm paying now. So, what they have available is $400 more a month, and that's just, I mean, I it's not.
Yeah,
more right now. It's not feasible.
Go in and explain your situation that you really want to live there and that you would, but it's not affordable, and if they can work for you, because believe it or not, they have some ability to change, and, you know, you go in and say, you know, this is what I'm paying now, and I can pay slightly above it, because I feel like you can afford it slightly above it. And say, is there any way that I can get in here? And because I feel like you got references and that you will be good if you, like you're a good tenant. So, and they prefer to have that for somebody who's going to stay on rather than have somebody who's coming in and going, and, you know, they're looking for that kind of stable person. So they're more apt to work with you. And when I ask, will they work with you? I get, yes, they'll work with you. So go in with the intention that, you know, if this is in my best and highest interest. Right before you go in, call in 100,000 angels of, I want you to be protected, okay? So, because when you do it, I feel like the negotiation for you is emotional. So the protection is so that it's not attaching to you emotionally. It's attaching to you. I want you to be cognitive, not attached, okay? And
okay.
So the cognition or the clarity of, this is what's acceptable in my price range, and is there any way that we can make a deal? Because this is, you know, I've checked out other places, and really this is where I'd like to live, and I would be a long-term resident and a good
mm-hmm.
resident. So, and if it's in your best and highest interest, it will go forward. And I feel like it's going to go forward, because I asked, It's a question. They still question it, but they give me yes on the end of it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I
get that.
You may not get it
well.
Right. Sorry, I don't mean to
but
interrupt you.
No, that's okay. No, you're giving me really fantastic information. I when I talk to him about it, you know, the individual, there's three different people I've been working with. And I'm wondering, the one that I spoke to, he's the manager, and he really seems to be like, listen, this is what numbers are coming out, and the numbers are only going to go up. So he's kind of like saying, sorry, we can't do anything for you. Now, there's another gentleman who I worked with in the beginning who gave me the tour, which I feel a little more energetically connected to as far as somebody that's going to work with me in this. So is that the person I should be speaking to about, hey, help me out, you know, that kind of deal?
Okay. You shouldn't talk to the manager is what I'm getting. Okay. First person I should talk to that might be a helper. I do feel I'm getting a yes on the first person that you talk to might be able to assist you more in that creation. Are you sure it's 400 over? That sounds less than that.
Well,
or maybe
what I'm saying
is you can get it for less than that. I'm not sure when it. So say it again. I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. So it's about 1,400 a month, which is 200 over my budget.
Okay. So so they just need to come down 200, right?
Yeah, it's for me to make it work, because that's already 200 more than what I'm currently paying at 1,200.
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Will they do it at 1,200? I'm getting yes on the 1,200. So,
okay.
So I would set your price range, and don't invest in it, because look, if you don't get it, I know that you're in, you want this to happen quickly. If you don't get it, there's a reason why that you don't want it. Either the place that you would get would have not good neighbors, or a noise. Because I keep getting that kid thing. So
it's funny because three apartments that opened up are right next to each other on the first floor. So maybe that could be the noise issue in that area of the apartment complex.
That's a noise issue. I'm getting it's related somehow. So what you want is what's in your best and highest interest with ease and grace, and allow it. And I would definitely I feel like you need to be there in person though to make the pitch. The thing, not a phone thing. Okay, so you are going to have to. Can't you just deal with whoever's in the office? I think you could deal with a person in the office, who's ever there, if it's not that man. Actually, I feel like it's a woman that's going to help you. But I want you to just be open to whoever's in the office.
Okay.
Probably not the man. Okay, I don't feel like it's the manager. I feel like it's either a woman. I don't know where the guy comes in. I asked about the guy, he said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay,
so
I got it.
Thank
you, James. Thank you, Aki. I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
Good luck, and you'll have to let us know how it goes. Bye-bye.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, well, I'm going to go on to 305. 305,
hello.
You're on the air. Hi.
Yes, hi. My name is Seema. How are you?
Hi, and is it S-E? How are you spelling your name?
S-E-E-M-A.
Oh, very nice. Oh, neat. It's a very interesting name. How can I help you?
Okay.
Where are you
Thank
located,
you.
Seema?
I'm located in Florida.
Okay, great. How can I help you?
I'm calling because I've been looking for a new job, and I wanted to see if you can pick up if there's anything coming in.
Okay. Yes. And how long? That weeks? I feel like the job that you're looking for is going to open up within 2 weeks. I feel like you're coming into some stability in your life with financial abundance.
Okay.
I feel like what you need to do is I don't know if you do crystals or anything, but I feel like you need to have I can't think what that is. It's like an Indian stone. It's black, blue with what is that? Topaz. That you need to carry that the blue topaz stone with you. Just start carrying it with you in your pocket or any, you know, just if you have a necklace or a ring or whatever. There's an energy that ancient energy. I don't know, you're related to, are you Indian culture?
Indian, but what, East Indian.
Okay, that's why, because there's a mother, or I feel like it's a mother Indian or a goddess Indian that's your guardian, or, you know, she's a guide, and she's going to help you. And
okay.
I feel like she's trying to communicate with you, too. So I go into meditation, light a white candle, call her in and ask her where to go, okay? Sit in silence. It doesn't have to be for hours. Try doing it 10 minutes a day, you know, and don't blow the candle out. Snuff it out. You don't want to blow away your energy. You want to snuff it. Okay? And I think you'll I think you'll get the message that you're supposed to get. Okay?
Okay. I just have like one or two. I've been filling out applications online. And it's related to like business accounting field, data entry. I've also I'm in college, so there's also a job fair that's coming up on the 19th, and I was also thinking of going there and seeing if there's anything that I can, you know, apply for and so on. Do you what do you think, or what do you see?
I feel like there's something open, entry level medical, but I feel like it's at a hospital. That you actually would actually like to do. It's an intake or I'm not sure really. It's like an intake for it might be for a sonogram ward. So is what it looks like. It's not that you're having a baby. It's that they're looking for babies.
Okay.
So try to think of that in the back of your mind. That's not the only opportunity, but that's where I see you going for some reason. And it looks like it's in, not at the front of the hospital. It looks like it's in the hospital. And it looks like it's an intake for a sonogram thing is what I'm seeing. Open up to what you want to do is you want to open up to what's in your best and highest interest with ease and grace and allow it to come forward. Okay, and just keep those thoughts in your mind. Best and highest, ease and grace. Okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and it looks very close, like 2 weeks. You'll have to let us know.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, bye. I'm going to go right on to 415. 415, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Ann from California.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
Good. Top of my head and my scalp is real tingly after that third eye and all that stuff that Aki was doing. So I was wondering if you could look into mine a little deeper and if I could really, how I could see my vision more clearly and remember it.
Okay. Okay. Let me see, Maria. Yeah. Okay. And what I want to do for you is, can you just put your fingertips on, if you're interested, I'll do a really quick thing for you on your third eye.
Okay.
And this could be for everybody, too, is what Aki's saying. It's just rather than just cleansing. And the reason why, see, the third eye, it connects not only to the pineal. Everybody thinks it's the pineal gland and it stops there. It doesn't. It goes to the well of dreams. But not only that, in order for it to, you have to bring the light in through your crown, and you have to also bring the light up from your heart. So it's, you have to have all of those in connection to opening the third eye, to have your vision. So what they're going to do, I feel like your connection, there's a, are you in a difficult relationship?
No, I'm not in any relationship.
Okay, are you in a difficult relationship at work? I'm hearing.
It could be some old family issues. That's all I can think of.
Okay, it's in your throat chakra. It's either denial. It could be family. It's something about energy in your throat chakra that actually it's not your heart chakra. So we're gonna just do a little bit of extra work on you to do that. But before I do that, I need to say to everybody. If you want a private reading, you can get it at psychicradioreading.com. And I'm going to finish the people who are on the line, which is 509-678. Everybody have a great week. So now what I want you to do I got to come back in here, please. Thank you. Okay, take a big breath in and through your nose, out through your mouth. Okay, he wants you to put your fingertips on your throat chakra.
Okay.
That's the first thing. He wants you to leave your left left hand on your tips on your throat, and he wants you to do your right hand tip on your chin, the face chakra on a person's chin. And on the tip of a person's nose, but he's just saying on your chin. It's something about the faith of expressing truth, trusting truth, I guess, or allowing the and it has to do with your I guess with your voice. Okay, can you just like clear your throat, please? Like, okay, and take another breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Okay, that's it. Okay, now I'm going to just bring the light in. Another big breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. Okay, and now you can just put your hands on your heart chakra, please. And then another breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. Okay, and open, activate, and cleanse, balance. Okay. And one more breath, in through your nose, out through your mouth. Okay. So we just, like, cleared a path for you. Like, there was just a little bit of blockage there, and this should really help you. And you should have a better emotional connection. There's more light coming in. Your crown chakra, it was opening, and it needed to be opened a little bit and balanced. And I cleansed it also. So, Chris, really quickly on the open, cleanse, spin, balance. So you should have a clearer vision now.
Great.
Just the trick is the silence. You know, there's a place for you, and this is for everybody too. There's a place right before you go to sleep And that's your where your manifestation or your visualization will come in. It's you're not sleeping. It's in your well of dreams. It's like a place that opens up. And if you can capitulate, I guess is the word he's saying, that you'll understand where it is and be able to see the vision. So that's what he wanted me to tell you.
Are you saying okay? Well of dreams?
Yes, your well of dreams.
Oh, okay.
There's actually a it's connected to the pineal gland. It's like a it to me it looks like a tube with a kidney. That's all I can tell you. It's a little tube in the kidney, and it connects to the back of your neck too, or to the back of your neck to your the back of your neck to your brain or whatever. So it's a little thing. So and that also is where manifestation comes from, and where you bring manifestation for it, bring your dreams and your desires and your soul contract for it. Okay?
Great.
I have
Thank
to
you
let
so
you.
Much.
Okay, yep, bye-bye. You'll have to let me know how it goes. Okay. Okay, and I'm going to go right on to 509. 509, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from
Hello?
Washington. My name is Alicia. Yes?
Your first name what? Alicia. Okay,
Alicia.
I got it. Alicia?
Yeah, A-L-I-C-I-A.
Yes. Okay, Alicia.
Yeah.
Okay, so how can I help you, Alicia?
I'm in a relationship right now, and I just don't know what to do at the moment because we've been evicted, so we need to move out. I have all these wonderful things I want to accomplish, do, or share with the world. I just feel like I'm stuck on wanting to love this person, and this person's obviously not wanting to love me back in the way that I'm feeling. I want to love them, and so I'm kind of like, it paralyzes me to do anything. Like, I just feel like I don't have that connection with them, so I can't, I just don't do nothing. I'm just like, just waiting for him to come home or something, and still when he does get home, it's just all
The energy, the wrong vibration for you is all. What you have to realize is that you can love somebody and not be able to cohabitate. You can love somebody and not be able to, and still not be able to even communicate. Like there are people that I actually love that I don't communicate with, just because they were not vibrational matches. And there are some people who are energy drainers. They drain your energy or they manipulate your energy. Not that they even know that they do it. So what I want you to do is, and I can tell that you already stepped into it, you're starting to be fearless. And when you're fearless and you know that you're not being honored and you know that the way to your happiness is going to be honoring yourself first. You have to take care of yourself or you're not going to be able to complete your dream. You're not going to be able to help anyone else. You're not going to be able to bring forth the energy you need to complete your soul mission. And the other thing is there is, I actually feel there's another relationship coming forward for you that's going to alter or it's a more of a soul match. That's going to alter or change your opinion of love. So, but the first thing you have to do is you have to choose, which you've chosen. It's just you're fearful. So you have to become fearless. There's no loss. There's only experience. Loss is something we tell ourselves. And winning is something we tell ourselves. There's no winning. There's no losing. There's only experience. And when the experience violates you or it doesn't honor you, then it's time to have a different experience. And You can be not afraid, and you can move forward and have what you desire. And I feel it's going to be with a different person. A relationship is going to be with a different person, because you may not be ready for a new relationship after this, or it may take time. But once you open up again to honoring yourself, and that means to,
moving on to,
it's being true to your authentic truth, that you're what's happening to you is a violation. It's a violation of your integrity, if nothing else. And in your integrity, you know that as difficult as it's going to be, maybe at the beginning, because you're going to tell yourself it's difficult. It doesn't have to be. It can just be moving from one experience to the next experience. And when you get to the next experience, say, how can I make this better? How can I bring forth what's in my best and highest interest with ease and grace, and allow, because we don't have to fight anymore. We can allow it to be gifted to us. Grace is gifting us our freedom. Grace is gifting us the ability to heal people, heal ourselves, and to create our soul contracts to finish them. It's the energy is correct. By December of this upcoming year, if you make the correct choice, you're going to be in a place of gratitude. And that's where you need to go. You need to be in gratitude, because you're going to have happiness. And that's what you need to be bringing into your life, is happiness, not chaos. And what you need to honor yourself is, when you honor yourself, it will bring the happiness in. Do you get that?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's scary, but let go of the scared. Call in Archangel Michael. Say, I don't want to be scared anymore. I want to be empowered. Have him cut all the cords to your fear, and step into honoring yourself. And I really, you'll be amazed by December the difference of your life.
Okay. Is my boyfriend now like on... Is he with, like, somebody else, or is he being with somebody else, or wanting some, like, is he gone, like, with somebody else? Is that what he's been doing or something?
I feel like what's happening is there. I don't know that he's, like, in a relationship with somebody else, but what I feel like is there is a betrayal of your, they're saying betrayal, a betrayal of your honor. And so that's how I want to say it. So it might not be that he's, you know, like in love with somebody else, or he might have cheated, or, and not that it, and sometimes people cheat and it doesn't mean anything, but there, when you have that energy, it brings in a discord. So, and so what I would rather you not focus on is what is wrong with him, but focus on what's not right with you. Do you get that?
Yes.
Because when you focus what's not right with you, then you'll free yourself from him, so that you can honor yourself and start building a happiness. Because, you know, it's, there's chaos in your life that is not happiness. You know, and
so when he starts, when he comes home and I'm just all, wanting to hug him and everything, just what can I do at that exact moment instead of me feeling that need of his attention and everything?
What you can do is not allow, you need to, there's on my website, Psychic Radio Readings, there's something called the Diamond Dome of Protection. And so I would like you to surround yourself in a shield of protection, and not allow his energy into your energy field. And if you do that, what will happen is, instead of you feeling all that discord, you'll be protected. You'll feel protected. And he may say things that to try to create that discord, but it won't affect you. You'll be able to step aside and see that he's creating the discord, and that the discord is with him. It's not with you, but what's happening is he's not honoring you. So, and with that, with that, is what's happening is you are creating yourself, your discord for yourself. So step away from it, protect yourself from it, and then you'll be able to see the situation more clearly. And as you'll be able to see things that maybe you don't recognize that aren't healthy for you at all. Do you get that?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, because I try to do everything I can to help her here at the house. But I guess I'm not doing enough. So then I'm just, and right now we're pretty much homeless because of the hunger.
Not that you're not doing enough. It's that it's a two-way street, and if he's not willing to be available, then, you know, you can kick the wall 1,000 times, but if it's a cement wall, the only thing you're going to hurt is your foot. So that's why I'm saying you have to, instead of focusing on him, focus on yourself. Make yourself happy. Figure out what you need for you, and allow him to be on his own path. Allow him to create his own misery. Allow him to be his own unhappiness. The other thing that can happen sometimes when people shift, like you're shifting, is that that person will try to reattach to you. And you're going to have to make that choice. You know, do I want this reattachment? Will he honor me, or will it go back to the same thing? Because as you change, he's going to be changing too, because he will have to change because you're changing. So the dance becomes different. You know, it's not the same dance. He'll know it. He'll feel it in discord. He'll be more frustrated, you know. But the thing is you won't. You'll be protected. You'll be thinking of yourself instead of him, you know. Okay. And instead of trying to please him, you need to honor yourself. You get it? Monday I'm on two shows, so look for me Monday at 2 o'clock.
Right.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank
you. Bye-bye. Okay. And I'm gonna go right on to 678. You're on the air.
Hello, Reverend James. It's Susie B. And I'd like to know what you see with the relationship with Knox. I have a date with him today. Do you feel like that this is will be leading to longevity?
Knox. I think you're going to have a good time today. I think you are going to have the day. I think always tell you, you're a flower that attracts a lot of bees, is to protect protect your energy field, because I want you. You can have to trust me. Okay. I can't do it because there's too much noise. Sorry about that.
Okay.
To end my show. I want you to protect yourself, and I want you to. I think it's going to develop into a situation that you're going to want. So, but I still want you to not attach. Like, I want you to, I want you to